You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What's up, Real Ass fans? Luis J. Gomez coming back at you. Another episode of the Real Ass Podcast. International superstar Zach Amico in studio. What's up, kid?
Hey, buddy. Happy to be back.
Fucking Chris Scopos here. You fat ass white bitch.
Hey.
Zach, what did you do to your face?
What?
What did you do to your face?
Oh, I have my Monroe back in.
You have your Monroe back in. Monroes are piercings for females.
Yes, it's a girl piercing.
No guys get a Monroe.
Nope, I'm a trailblazer. Changing the game.
You're a fucking...
I didn't even fucking realize you had that. Holy shit.
You're not a tramp. First of all, it looks like it really when it from this angle, it just looks like you grew a mole. Okay.
Yeah.
Like a huge zit.
And I realized that his face, you are so ugly that a mole really does fit that face. It makes it look more, I feel more comfortable with your face when it looks like there's
I'm gonna
a mole
get
on
eight
it.
More of them and look like Lemmy.
Wait, can I see it? What are we talking about? Oh yeah. Okay.
The Monroe
can't
piercing.
See it from here.
If you don't know what the Monroe piercing
I was like,
is,
Monroe, he's
it's
doing
where
his best
Marilyn
Monroe
Monroe's birthmark was. That's why they call it the Monroe.
Yeah.
And you get that pierced. It's kind of a lip piercing on top, basically.
Yeah. It's totally a girl piercing.
Yeah, yeah. So you really are embracing the whole you might be gay thing.
It's got a pretty sexy belly button ring.
Absolutely. It's just a little low.
That voice, you guys know that voice. One of my best friends in this world.
Wait, there's three people out there who know you who don't know me.
Yeah.
For them.
That's not true. The Real Ass fans and the Gomites are growing exponentially, Dave. Do not sleep on the Real Ass
fans. Yes, but so are the Skanks and the... Oh, dude, who named Ochre Sons of Anarchy? That's amazing,
good,
dude.
Yeah, this is the song I'm bringing you into. Dave Smith.
The Ochre Sons of Anarchy.
Ochre
that's
Sons
a fucking good. That's up
good.
There with the fucking Smarmy Army Davy Navy.
Dave Smith, host of the Part of the Problem podcast, also co-host of Legion of Skanks, co-host of Hammer Fisting. You guys know him, you love him.
The soul of Legion of Skanks, they call me.
He's here on the Real Ass podcast today, and I play a little Eric Clapton cocaine because obviously we're going to talk
about
a
cocaine.
Ton
cocaine?
On Monday. We're talking about John Jones getting busted for cocaine. But I heard this song yesterday for the first time in a while.
Can I ask you a question about that real
it.
Quick? What? I haven't told you since that. Like, cocaine stays in the system for 72 hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
he
must have did it, like, partied right before.
That's exactly right.
Like, dude, what? I mean.
When he was tested.
And he still kicked the shit out of the guy.
Testing,
so,
I don't know exactly when he got tested. I think it was before the fight.
It's got to be like the day of or the day before, right?
72 hours. It could have been like 2 days before.
No. He's saying 72 hours for cocaine staying in
your
system.
It stays in your body. Yeah.
But yeah, this isn't like weed. It's not like weed where it's like, oh, you get popped with it. It might mean that you had some secondhand smoke a month and a half ago.
Yeah, it's not like that.
There's nothing like that here.
He was going hard 2 days before.
He was definitely doing cocaine, and he was definitely partying in Vegas probably.
It was New Year's.
But here's the thing.
You
like
fucking prudes.
The thing is, you know.
He's dumb, though. Gee, how fucking stupid do you have to be to do drugs? And
people,
you know you're getting tested.
The UFC, you know, they obviously made him check into rehab. I don't think Jon Jones has a coke problem.
No,
me neither. Until I started hearing rumors.
I think Jon Jones has I'm a 25-year-old millionaire problem. And typically that's what 25-year-old millionaires do. They party, they go out, they get fucked up. The truth of the matter is, he just got fucking caught. You know, and here's what bugs me.
No, but look, there's a lot of athletes, dude, who are on top of their games who end up having, like, speed problems. This happened a lot throughout. Like, just an example, like Sean Kemp. Definitely, I think Andre Agassi was on meth.
Lawrence Taylor was a big famous
Lawrence
one.
Taylor was on coke, and these guys were crushing it, like the top of their games. I didn't think
he... And he beat Bam Bam Bigelow, so...
I mean, that guy... Well, that was when he was clean, dude. Come on, man. You knew he was clean for Bam
Bam. You
can't
beat Bam Bam Bigelow on drugs. Are you crazy?
No, you gotta get one with God.
All I know is that
Bam Bam.
Lawrence Taylor was the greatest player I've ever seen.
He was
on cocaine. On cocaine.
He was incredible.
Give him
but
more
that's
cocaine.
Who cocaine is for. So, top-tier athletes and rock stars. Why are we upset at this
I
guy?
I think, well, it does lead...
That's a very good point.
It leads to very quick fall-offs for athletes.
We
they
should
have
be impressed he could do it. and still win. Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Well, because he's going to fall off. Look, I'm just saying, I've heard a lot of rumors since this happened from, like, the insiders we know, and we do know a few insiders in MMA
who say, like, no, these...
We know a bunch of people who, like, are pretty insiders in MMA.
Yeah,
I'm not giving out the name.
I do host a show with... two of the biggest personalities in the mixed martial arts world.
We've met
Jen Romero and who else?
No, but you genuinely do. You host the show. They're huge. They know every single A-list fighter. Talking to people like this, I've heard from a lot of different people that he does a lot of coke.
Yeah.
That he does a lot.
A lot of fighters.
So I don't know if that means he has a problem. Just because you're 25 and a millionaire doesn't mean you can't fall into a problem the same way anyone else can. You know, you just start doing too much and then...
Look, Dave, if somebody would have asked me when me and you were roommates, is Dave going to have a coke problem, I might have said probably.
If you look at Dave now, you're like, wow, he might have a coke problem.
I've literally don't ever do coke. I don't know what any of you guys are talking about.
We should do
a whole show on cocaine. It would just be everyone talking over each other. It would sound like a YKWD
episode.
It's called
the episode where Zach has a heart attack and dies.
I can call a guy right now if he wants to.
Yeah, dude, look, here's the thing. Obviously, we're going to save a lot of this talk for John Jones on Monday for the Hammer Fisting Show. Sure. But I did think it was a pretty big news topic. And do we really care? I think Zach hit the nail on the head. He's an athlete. He's a celebrity. I just don't really give a shit what these guys put into their bodies.
Can I tell you what I care about a lot more than any of that is the ridiculousness of these commissions that have they tested him for something that then when he gets found guilty on, there is no punishment for. So why are you testing? Why are we testing for coke if you're not punishing for that? And then if he had got popped for weed, he would have been stripped of his title, had a 6 months to a year suspension.
It's such a weird thing. I think it has to do with the fact that it was a pre-fight screening versus a post-fight screening.
Did he get caught in the post or pre?
He got caught in pre. He got caught a month before the fight. Okay, so
Dana White knew about this going in.
He knew about it going in.
Oh wait, so
there's been other guys that have been caught that have been popped for cocaine. Melvin Gillard being one of them. The same exact chemical that came up in John Jones' system came up in Melvin Gillard's system back in 2007. He was suspended for 9 months, fined $3,000, etc. It was just there. So it's so funny.
$3,000. That's it.
Yeah, but I mean, granted, he only had $7,000 fight purse. It was almost half his money. So it's funny, the precedent has been set, but the way that they're going to handle this, and it just becomes very obvious that the UFC behind the scenes, there's some other shit going on that we just don't know, because this is just going to go away. And it's, you know,
it's a corporation.
And by the way, at the end of the day,
I said this yesterday,
and I'm sure I'll say it a million times again, I don't really care, as long as they're not going into the cage high on drugs, I don't really care what these guys are doing in their recreational time. I really don't. You know, with marijuana, coke, mushrooms, ecstasy, anything you put into your body, the same way that a fighter wouldn't be able to go into the cage with a broken thumb, you'd say, hey, that they're at a disadvantage. That's not a fair fight. I think it's dangerous for that fighter to go into that cage with a broken thumb. If somebody went in after they just smoked a blunt, I would say that could be dangerous for the fighter. It's a detriment. It's not a performance-enhancing drug.
It's almost the same way you're saying, like, the ref stopped the Frank Mir Tim Sylvia fight, even though he didn't tap. You're just like, no, you're done. I'm saying you can't fight like that.
Yep.
Like, that's what I'm... So it's just kind of that. So that I agree with you. Any ref or someone, you know, the ref backstage or whoever, should have the right to say, like, no, I am calling that you can't...
Yeah,
you know, it's like
drunk.
If someone's just stumbling up to the ring.
Yeah, if you're
not fighting.
You can't get into the cage and fight.
So that makes complete sense.
But 2 days before, he was sniffing lines of coke in Vegas with some hookers. I could give a
fuck less.
And in fact, it makes me like John Jones more.
Here's what's so fucking retarded to me about it, and it's the same thing with all kind of, like, you know, drug stuff, is it's just like... It, like we were saying before, the coke versus weed thing, but it's just so selective. So if they're out boozing like crazy, no one tests, no one cares about that. If they're on fucking Ritalin and taking three times the prescribed amount dose, no one's testing for fucking that. But if you're on these like three drugs that we've selected for like no particular reason, there's no reason why smoking weed during your training or getting drunk during your training. I mean, what's the logic that one should get you stripped of your title and suspended in the
what
other
I don't,
show.
What I don't like is that these drugs don't help them be better.
Exactly.
At
none of these are performance enhancing drugs.
So let them do it. If they want to fuck up their life,
let
them do it.
The truth of the matter is they got to draw a line somewhere. I just disagree where the line is drawn. That's just it.
But on these drugs, they don't help them with anything. If it was performance enhancing drugs, I would say, yeah, definitely. But Coke's not going
to
help you get
stronger. No, I agree with you that. But let me just, I agree with you that they do have to draw the line somewhere. I'm just saying there should be somewhat of a rational argument for where they draw the line. Like the Coke and weed thing, that makes no fucking sense.
Hold on.
So.
Here's the thing. If it was privately, if it was the testing was privately run by the UFC,
bingo.
And they said, hey, I want to test for cocaine because I don't want somebody who I'm investing millions and millions of dollars in marketing towards to be a cokehead. And then when I'm trying to like get 7-year-old kids to fall in love with this guy, so 10 years from now that you know, we have this relationship with these kids. I understand the UFC has a specific vested interest in their athletes and their artists not being drug addicts, but the Athletic Commission just doesn't make any fucking sense. I want to change the subject just because this is going to be a huge topic on Monday, obviously, for Hammerfisting, and these guys don't really give a shit about MMA. The real news that's going on right now is that little Sophia Grace from the Ellen Show has a new song out. I don't know if you guys saw this.
Dude.
It's fucking. It's
dude,
called.
By the way, I just saw
Best Friends.
Speaking of Ellen, I saw her. She was on the red carpet the other day. Her chick is so fucking hot.
Oh, of course.
Oh my god, she's a fucking 12.
Who's Ellen's chick?
Oh my god, I don't know, but she's fucking smoking.
Portia de Rossi.
Yes, there we go.
Still? Oh.
Yeah.
Is he still with her?
I think so.
Ellen D.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong, but that did sound right.
I don't know.
She just put up a video of her like a day or two.
She was
ago.
On the red carpet with some chick
to
get an interview.
Right? That
yeah, hot. I think fucking Ellen.
Yeah, the chick from Arrested Development.
No, she's not that hot anymore. She's okay.
Dude, yeah, on the red carpet, she was smoking hot.
I thought she might have gotten a new chick. And in all honesty, I think Ellen should be able to pull.
Yeah, but are you kidding me? In the lesbian world, Ellen is the trophy wife there.
Oh,
Ellen
yeah.
is fucking Ellen. Like, she's hilarious. She's like one of the biggest women out there. Like, also being a leading woman,
and
I think
she's
is real
also,
sexy.
You know what's weird? She's in it for the long haul lesbian.
Oh yeah,
a lot of lipstick lesbians like that.
Yeah.
They like that man kind of figure.
I don't know if she's the trophy. Look, here's the thing.
Yes,
look,
she is.
Yes,
yeah,
as
yes,
a lesbian,
she is.
I'm attracted to Ellen as a straight dude.
Dude, as a lesbian, you would drop on your knees and suck on that clit.
I think she's awesome. I think Ellen's just fucking hilarious, and I think she's an interesting person and a great host.
But she has that man figure, though.
But if you're a lesbian, you know, to say she's the it, she's the fucking be all end all. Get the fuck out of here. I mean, look, you talk to some lesbians. No, they don't want a butchy looking older bitch. They want a smoking hot chick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's different lesbians
like,
who like different
what's
chicks.
What's her name's girlfriend?
But that's not what I'm saying.
What's his name's girlfriend, who I think is the hottest chick alive,
who?
Was a lesbian before she was with him. Johnny Depp's girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's her name again?
Hot.
She's my hot. That's her name.
No, but Ellen's the kind of girl that she's kind of manly, and a lot of the lipstick lesbians who can go back and forth, they like that kind of lesbian. They want and
they like
listen,
toeing the line.
Yeah, and Ellen's fucking loaded. She's funny. She's
yeah, like you may think those lipstick lesbians who you're like fucking crazy attracted to. I'm not saying they can't get some chicks, but Ellen could pull a lot more chicks
Ellen
than they
pull,
can't pull.
Oh
that they
yeah,
can't pull
oh,
like
yeah.
way
look
more.
At, look at Amber Heard. You're gonna tell me anybody in the world?
Yeah, dude, you're fucking retarded.
Fuck.
Do you understand what the other side is?
Yeah, but
yes,
she's a
we would rather
lesbian.
Fuck her than Ellen.
She's
that
a lesbian.
Mean
lesbian. She
no,
would
no,
go for Ellen
about,
in 2 seconds.
I'm talking about other lesbians.
If Ellen wanted, Ellen could steal her from Johnny Depp.
Ellen could take lots of bitches over that chick.
I don't know.
I'm getting really ghetto defending Ellen. Ellen be pulling mad bitches.
No, I guarantee you, Ellen.
I don't agree.
Ellen versus
guys.
Johnny Depp. Ellen
first
takes
of all,
that
you
bitch.
Guys are both fucking dudes. We need to get an actual lesbian.
We're both
in
fucking
here.
Dudes.
I'm sitting right here.
I will call my ex girlfriend and let her talk to you about it.
I'm gonna post a thing right now.
Chris will call every girl he's ever banged, and she will tell.
Oh, there's only two of them. Okay. Jeez.
I'm going to post a thing right now. So
who can pull more lesbians pussy?
Right
make
now.
It clear that it's lesbian pussy. Not who you want to fuck. It's who the lesbians want to fuck.
Lesbians. Who would you
two lesbian fans
clam jam with?
I don't feel like you have. All right. That's, no, that's fair wording. I like that question. That is good. You're getting to the point.
Wait, what's her name?
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard. That's right. Okay. Eleanor Amber Heard. No, look, dude, I'm just
but
saying.
You got to think, though.
I'm not saying who would they rather be with, like, for the long term. I'm talking about who would they rather fuck. Amber Heard is smoking hot.
Well, you're kind of changing that because that's not actually what this started as. It was who the trophy wife is what actually this started as. So you're changing it, but that's fine. If you want to make it that, I'll still stand by Ellen.
But there's a lot of lesbians who aren't just lesbians. They're bisexual, and they'd be more attracted to Ellen than they would Amber Heard.
I'm talking about lesbians, purely lesbians, and I'm talking about sexually attracted.
No,
forget wifing up because that's obviously a whole other
thing. It started as. It's not
but
a whole different thing. That's what this was. It was over the trophy wife.
Okay, well, are you arguing that women would rather
I just
lesbians?
Said I'll stick with it, but you're changing it. Don't say that's a whole different thing.
Okay,
that's
well,
what we were talking about.
Then stick with it. Here we go. I just posted it out there. We will let the lesbians decide. I know there has to be at least two lesbians that are friends with me on Facebook.
Gotta have a sample of at least 1,000.
Zach, let me ask you, because you are a
kind
queer.
Of a lesbian.
You're a queer. Yeah. Let's say you had to hook up with a dude. Would you rather?
Zach, you went through a slutty phase in college.
Well, who would you rather hook up with? Would you rather hook up with like a funny, like really like just like who would be the Allen of the dudes? Like a funny, like just that dude.
John well, because it's a completely different John thing Stewart? For dudes. Nah, dudes and girls. No, John Stewart. You're making this a whole different thing. John Stewart isn't like a sex symbol to gay guys. I'm not talking. No. Gay guys have a whole different
Anderson
thing
Cooper?
Of what they fucking
is
look for.
Is he a sex symbol?
No,
to gay
no,
guys?
No, 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 no. A
he's
sex symbol
bad,
to gay
though,
guys
Anderson
is like
Cooper.
No, but he's not like a sex symbol. Dude, more of a sex symbol to them is almost like a. I mean, this isn't the example I want to look for, but it's almost like an Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime. Gay guys like huge, muscly guys. Like, there's a whole different thing that
plays.
Yeah,
gay guys
who
aren't really more attracted to like money. And
it's not the same thing as women.
Yeah.
Women
well,
and
here
men
it is, guys. I got the 50 greatest male sex symbols in history. Okay, in film history. John Travolta, James Franco. I mean,
Brad Pitt.
Are we gonna name a straight guy?
I'd kiss James Franco.
Yeah,
he's fucking handsome.
Who's better looking, James or Dave?
James
Franco.
Franco or me?
Or
Dave Smith?
No, Dave Franco, his brother.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Are you crazy?
I'm sorry. I just thought James
was Dave. This long-faced Jew? Are you kidding me? He's good-looking for a comedian. That's it.
I'm not even that good-looking for a comedian. I'm good-looking for Legion of Skanks. That's what I'm good-looking for. Don't put me in a fucking, even that broad a category.
I mean, like, Ryan Gosling.
I'm good-looking at this table.
Here's the thing. It can't be a really good-looking dude, though. What I'm trying to really get, though, it's a guy who is attractive. Like, Sean Connery, I would say, is like a dude. He's not physically
attractive. Sean Connery in his prime, dude? Are you kidding me?
I'm talking about as an older man, though. People looked at him as, like, just being sexy.
A lot of that was holdover, though, from, like, I feel like him
being
Sean Connery
his whole life. Dude, he was fucking James Bond.
Or who's the other one? Who's, like, an older, like, sex symbol?
Oh, how about the other James Bond?
No.
The newer James Bond.
ER guy.
Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan.
No, what about? What
one.
About the ER
George
guy?
Clooney.
George Clooney.
Look, guys, I'd fuck any of these guys. What are we talking about here?
George Clooney.
What are we doing? We really left the conversation.
Right
now we're just naming dudes we want to fuck.
I don't know what this is anymore, Lewis. Can you host this, please?
Well, I'm trying to think of like the dude that would be on the level of Ellen. I just can't really think. It's got to be like an attractive older guy who just exudes something.
Pierce Brosnan. He's a good looking.
No, but he's not an empire like Ellen is.
Yeah, no.
He's a pretty big actor, though. I mean, he's an A-list actor.
Yeah, but George Clooney's an empire. Brad Pitt's an empire.
Yeah, but those guys are also traditionally good-looking. Ellen's not traditionally good-looking, so it has to be personality.
No, but you're
and
trying to find this equal opposite that doesn't necessarily exist. I think gay guys are very attracted to good-looking straight guys, whereas lesbian women a lot more are attracted to kind of like manly-looking women. It's just a different thing.
We got one comment so far. It's not a lesbian. It's Maddie Jester Skulls. He said, I would hack my dick
off.
It's
kind of a lesbian, though.
I would hack my dick off with a fishing knife to clam jam with Amber Heard.
I'll take that as one lesbian vote for Amber Heard. And it's not even on my side, but I'm going to give
that is
one
autistic vote for Amber Heard.
Does he literally fucking just sit by his computer and wait for you to fucking
everything
tweet
I do.
Out?
I love him.
Oh, God.
I love him. I love him. He's a real gomite. What am I going to say?
Is he the president?
All right, well, look, we're going to come back to this later on, who the lesbians would rather bang.
Really?
Yeah, we are.
I think we covered it.
No. I want to get a lesbian opinion, actually. So when somebody chimes in, I will come back to this. But obviously, dude, what's going on right now in the world is fucking nuts, dude. France is under terrorist attack by a guy who looks strikingly like me. Did you guys see the picture
yes.
of this guy?
Oh, I wish you were the guy and get killed.
Dude, I've had... Well,
cousin?
French terrorist.
He was a real-ass terrorist.
Can somebody superimpose our pictures next to each other? I want
to
see.
Nate tweeted
you don't have
a
to
thing.
Say it. You don't have
Did
to
you
say
see that?
He didn't. Yeah, I know he tweeted it, but he didn't superimpose the picture next to my head.
Just say, K-Vazi, can you superimpose this?
K-Vazi, can you put me and this guy next to me? He really does look like a Gomez. I'm not going to lie, guys.
They both kind of do.
Yeah. Well, Nate said David Lewis.
Yeah, I get it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. He does kind of look like me. Are both of these guys dead right now?
I believe
it looks like if Lewis made himself in the UFC video game and didn't try that hard.
He's like, yeah, that's close enough. The thing takes like a fucking hour, dude. I'm trying to play. I'm trying to fight, all right? I just wanted to have my name.
All right, so here's what's going on.
Well,
right?
I think there's still one guy at large.
No, the female, I heard, is at large.
Oh, okay, the female's at large. But yeah, a bunch of people got killed.
This is yesterday. This happened, right? Or was it the day
no,
before?
No,
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Oh, the attack. But I'm saying I think today.
I know. The Charlie Hebdo offices were attacked. And Charlie Hebdo, I mean, I haven't done a ton of research on
Americans
this.
Butcher the language. Hebdo.
It's Charlie Hebdo.
But I had no idea who this was. And I know there's James Hebdo is on the safety for the Lions. I was like, why is everyone talking about...
I don't know why. I thought everyone was hashtagging.
Is that a great season?
I didn't know his first name, so I was like, Charlie ahead of it. Why is everyone talking about
I
him?
I thought everyone was hashtagging Jesus Charlie. I was like, what the fuck is Jesus Charlie? But it's just Sweet Charlie, as in I am Charlie. Like, we are all Charlie. Now, I guess Charlie Hebdo is a satirical newspaper cartoonist and who does, like, political satire. Apparently very offensive political satire and religious satire. And I don't know. I guess the offices were bombed a year ago or something like that.
A few years ago, they were firebombed in 2012, I think.
Yeah. Anyone die?
I don't know.
Yeah. So long story short, it's kind of these guys have been a target before. Right now, we're in the midst of, I mean, what feels like a world war is slowly just unfolding with North Korea, with ISIS, with these different little terrorist cells.
So North Korea, I think, is very, very overplayed. Yeah. I think it's Russia,
North Korea.
ISIS. Russia, the stuff with them, the stuff with that, like, that's where
what's
it's really.
Because
North
Russia?
Korea is just kind of a sideshow. Well, I'm just saying the fact that the tensions with us and Putin over the last two years have been so high. The Middle East is very tumultuous with that because they, like, they were way against our interventions in Syria and Iraq, stuff like that. And then France is a very. Like, France is weirdly this kind of hotbed for all this stuff. France is, like, has the biggest Muslim population, I believe, in the Western world. France has more Muslims than us, I believe. Double-check me on that. I might be wrong about that. But I think they have more Muslims than we have in America, and they're a much smaller country, and there's a very radical segment.
It's like France is to the Muslims as New York is to the Jews.
Yes. That's actually fucking exactly what it is, dude. Islam is the number two religion after Catholicism in France. So think about that. Like, it's not even like Protestants or the next type of Christians after them. It's just Catholics and then Muslims. And then there's like, and also France historically was an imperialistic power. So they're kind of seen as like this weird thing. And I guess, yeah, they've been fucking, the more radicals who are in France fucking hate this guy.
But this, here's the thing. This is kind of a scary thing. Here's why it's scary to me. Because you look at, it's just kind of like when you throw these radical Muslim terrorists into the whole mix, it just makes it a scarier thing because when you think about World War II, World War I, you think about all these wars, they never really were fought here. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was firebombing fucking 7-Elevens. You know what I'm saying? And I think that we are at the doorstep of that just being a regular occurrence. I'm genuinely scared to bring my son out in New York City. I'm scared to bring him to anything where there's large groups of people. Mm-hmm. You know, even you look at what's going on in France. I mean, they just fucked today, right now. It's actually happening right now. There's more terror shit going on. They went into a supermarket and they just started taking hostages. So it doesn't even have to be like, oh, it's, you know, New Year's Eve in Times Square. You could be going to a fucking, you know, the grocery store or the post office.
Well, the truth is that's the far majority of the way that these guys operate. Like, 9/11 is the big exception if you look at, like, radical Islamic terrorists. It's much more like an embassy bombing here, a train thing here, like this. You know, one beheading in the street, one this. And this is the type of stuff that is very, very scary because, like you said, it just creates this culture of, like, it could happen at any time. It's not even like, oh, stay out of, like, the huge sky-rise buildings or something like that. It's just kind of anywhere. America, you're right. I mean, like, we felt like, I mean, with the exception of 9/11, we've never had anything like that since 1812. I mean, Pearl Harbor was like a military attack on military.
But you know why that was Pearl Harbor? Because it was closer to Japan.
Right.
The
but I'm just saying,
really
but it was also a military strategic attack. Like, they were trying to take out our port. It's a little bit different than just coming to kill civilians. You know what I mean? Like,
And by the way, and here's the thing that, you know, and what's his name? Hannity had, he had a Muslim leader from England on. And this guy, look, dude, the guy was fucking, look, these guys are fucking whack jobs, okay? And I'm not defending anything that these Muslim extremists are doing, but he did say a couple things that kind of rung true with me. It's like you're dealing with a sect of people that they think it's morally okay to kill you for disrespecting their God, okay? Now, that's some crazy shit, but within the religion and within the fibers of that religion, it is okay to fucking kill you if you disrespect their God. We're not on the same plane here. We're not having the same conversation. We're not at the same table playing the same game. Cut that fucking part of the world off and let them destroy each other. I mean, dude, they wouldn't even have fucking electricity or weapons or anything.
They would not know.
If it wasn't for us.
They literally would not. If you want to just be factual, they would not know. And I hate that. I don't mean to come off like racist, but they would not know that the black dinosaur juice under their land was worth anything.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for us, they literally wouldn't even know. Now, look, I'm not. By the way, if you can personally do anything to maybe like there's some woman in Saudi Arabia who's being oppressed and you can like get her a ticket out or something, I'm not saying you you could all help someone escape the oppression there. But I do agree with Lewis by and large. Like, we need to stop giving them any fucking excuses to hate us. They do say this guy was radicalized by the U.S. torture program.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that justifies anything, but if you, when people laugh at that, they go, oh yeah, whatever, that's an excuse. If you think that us torturing people and bombing the shit out of these countries and propping up the brutal dictators does not radicalize people, you're living in a fucking fairy tale. Like, that is the number one source.
And by the way, these people, they don't think they're going to lose. You watch those ISIS videos.
They know,
you know,
they're going to win.
They have, dude, they fuck, you see it in their eyes. You know, I saw one interview with the one guy, and he was like, we are going to march on the steps of the White House, and we will put Obama's head on a stick. And you're like, motherfuckers, no, you're not. You won't even get.
But what was
even,
the point that you made to me that he said that I thought really stuck out with me that he said is the comparison of that, when they die.
Yeah, and he said, he was like, you guys aren't ready for that. When we look at your planes dropping bombs on us, when we watch them fly overhead, we raise our arms to the sky and we welcome this because we are going to be one with Allah. We are going to be one with God. Dude, they are
nuts.
No,
but then he said, when your prisoners are about to be beheaded,
oh, yeah,
they're petrified.
Yeah.
They're pissing themselves. They know. He was just like, look, we are, and I think there is something to this, that there is this, it really started with what's called cultural relativism and this liberal kind of idea of you can't judge different, you know, societies for what they are. Everyone's their own. It's kind of racist to judge. And it's complete bullshit. You do have to judge societies based on a certain value of like how free their people are, human rights violations, things like that. And really, really primitive belief systems need to be called primitive. Now, I don't know. There's this big argument that Bill Maher makes up, and there's different studies. I don't really know. But I have a feeling it's not good. But what you really got to ask yourself is, what does, forget these radicals for a second who do this violence, because pretty much all of us are like, obviously they shouldn't be able to kill cartoonists. You should be allowed to print whatever cartoon you want without being killed. But how many people, I wonder, of the, like, I think there's like at least a few million Muslims in France. Of the few million, what percentage of them, like, kind of quietly not along with this? And I think it's a much, much higher percentage than people are prepared to deal with.
I agree. And by the way, you know what's funny, dude? Because I've been listening to the Serial podcast. The whole time I've been listening to this podcast, I'm like, you know what, dude?
I'm eating cereal.
I think Adnan is innocent the whole time. And then this Charlie Hebdo thing happens. And you know what? Pushed me over the edge, dude. Adnan, fucking fry him, dude. I say death penalty for Adnan.
Dude, she fucking makes you that way, though, in this story. Like, the first five episodes, I was like, he's innocent. He's innocent. And then all right, maybe he's not fucking innocent.
It was a joke that nobody got. Don't worry.
I don't listen to this podcast, so I'm really losing the
He was a Muslim kid.
Yeah,
I was saying that the terrorist attacks
seconds.
Made me change my mind on it.
I might be the only person not listening to Serial.
Yeah.
You should listen. Actually, I think you would have
maybe
to.
Maybe I might really love it.
But
everyone else does.
Here's the thing, dude. It becomes like it's a scary thing. I just don't really...
Well, to me, look, dude, we do this. You are an incredibly offensive comedian. I'm a political comedian who I think is fairly offensive in that realm. I'm not saying anything like that is happening right here, but it does kind of hit home with like what we do, that the idea that, holy shit, like someone could really be ready to fucking, you know, like... It is a scary thing, and I think we definitely... You respect the idea. When you're a comic, dude, especially, we all know the idea of like striking out. Like, going for something, and then it just kind of comes out, like, fucked up, and you're like, oh, that just kind of came out fucked up. So I think we have, like, a special idea for, like, the appreciation of, like, protecting people's right to kind of, like, try and maybe say something really offensive.
I agree, but I will say, I mean, I don't know, like, if I wouldn't go into the hood, right, and do a black show.
You already had me at I wouldn't go into the hood. You don't have to go any further.
And do a nigger joke. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just...
And you have a few great ones.
Well, in my mind, I'm going to go like, all right, well, no, I just might be asking for some trouble. I'm not saying that I don't have the right or that I shouldn't be able to, but I'm going to go like, you know what, dude? This isn't my fucking crowd. This is a really thuggy area.
So you're saying this guy could have just avoided making fun of Muhammad and just don't do it?
I wouldn't.
Here's the thing.
I personally won't.
Okay, fine. That's a choice for you.
I don't want to be at their table.
Okay, but it's not.
That's it.
I get it. But the metric isn't whether you want to do it or not. It's like, look, dude, this isn't just like, oh, going into the hood, jogging around with that, you know what I mean, in the middle of the night. This is like.
Not going to the hood, but.
Let me just finish my point.
But that's not the right analogy, though, because it's the analogy of Die Hard 3 where Bruce Willis goes in with the eye.
Right, no, but that's a horrible analogy. The truth is that radical Islam is an incredibly oppressive force around the world. I'm not saying it's the most oppressive force. I would argue U.S. imperialism is worse. But it's a very, very oppressive force. The idea that someone can't comment on this, make fun of it, that type of stuff, it's like, no, like that
freedom... I didn't say they couldn't. I said I wouldn't.
But
that's,
I know.
I'm not
but
saying
I'm,
that at
but
all.
I started by saying the metric isn't whether you would do it or not. I think it's very important, actually, to protect the freedom of speech, to make fun of oppressive forces, to write about oppressive forces, and to not let any crazy religious fundamentalist say our rule is you can't draw a picture of our God in any context, or we kill you. Like, I don't. If everyone just cowers into that and kind of goes, well, then we won't draw a picture. I don't know that that's the right response. I think everyone should draw a picture of Muhammad in France and put it outside their fucking door tomorrow.
Here's the thing, dude.
And be like, come
I
get
just
all
think
of us.
They're playing a different game. You know, that's really all I'm saying.
That I agree with.
Is that, and when you're playing, like, I just don't think it's, for me, it's not worth it. I am a comic who makes fun of a lot of different shit, right? Really, in reality, it's not, when it comes down to it, I have no urge, right? Oh, now I gotta fucking go out and write some jokes about Islam and offend these people and strike back. No, dude, no.
I don't have that either.
I don't. There's none of that in me. I'm like, fuck that, dude. I don't want to.
I don't think anybody has that, though.
Okay, but how about, like, but dude, so that. How about a guy like, yeah, that's, it's kind of a strumming, because
well,
I don't want to do that
on
either.
My way over here in a cab, I saw in three different windows gigantic black and white drawings, Just We Charlie. So they're
okay. I don't think that's bad.
The intimate,
and the cab driver thought about crashing into all three of those buildings.
But the sentiment there is like, well, no, fuck you. And I do get that immediate thing.
Is the sentiment fuck you? They're not putting up a picture of Muhammad. Yeah, dude, they're saying we're all with this victim of this horrible thing. I don't think
they're
the sentiment there is fuck
all.
You at all.
Well,
the sentiment
actually,
there is like
the
tragic
sentiment
loss
definitely
of life.
Is because around the world, all of these cartoonists have come out and they're
that's
drawing.
A different thing. You keep changing the thing.
Yeah.
But that's a different thing. Some cartoonists are coming out and drawing offensive things. But the people saying Je suis Charlie, that's just like a thing of like, hey, we're all with this tragic like human.
Louis C.K.
Like,
wore a Charlie Hebdo shirt on stage the other day. Do you think he's saying fuck you Islam? No, he's
not
saying,
fuck you Islam.
I'm with
I think
them.
It's fuck you the guys that are doing this. I think it's that's the
no,
I think there's a fuck you is really the core of the message. Saying, I'm not saying some of those people wouldn't say fuck you to these guys, but I think the core of the message is just kind of like a human.
Well, by the way, hold on. By the way, I'm also saying fuck those guys. I'm
of
just
course.
Saying that I'm not going to play at that table. And if I'm a cartoonist and this is, I just don't really understand.
How about a guy
it.
Like Salman Rushdie who had the same fucking thing because he's just trying to like write about, you know what I mean? Like challenge power. How about people who are just like someone who just in France, if you just write about like whatever, you know, oppression in like some Middle Eastern country and they want to kill you for that shit. Like, should journalists just stop reporting on human rights violations if there's like threats of violence? You know what I mean? Like, by the way, I don't want to be a journalist who goes and reports on human rights violations, but that's not the metric. The metric isn't whether me or you want to do this. It's the fact that that is an important role and that should be protected. If someone gets murdered for doing that, that's horrible. I don't know. It's just,
yeah, I agree. I don't know, dude. I have a really hard time sitting here. I'm going like, I don't know. Do you know what you're getting into? Your office was already firebombed. This is what's
the guy had constant police protection, the editor.
But you're saying he should have, like, when he got firebombed,
no,
pushed
I'm not,
out
no,
and
no,
stopped.
No, Dave,
like,
I'm not saying that.
Okay, I'm asking.
You keep on saying that I'm saying that. I'm not saying that at all.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that I wouldn't. I would have just said, fuck it, dude. I was firebombed. Okay. I'm not drawing these fucking pictures anymore.
Dude, I probably never would have started in the beginning because of the threat of firebombing. But what's that? But so
I don't know, man. It's a weird thing. My first instinct is literally to go, well, fuck that whole part of the world. Just drop a bomb on them. Fucking cut them off from the rest of the world. I want nothing to do with them. But it's kind of
but
like
this is also in France. This isn't in that part of the world. So what do you know what I mean?
I don't want to sound like fucking Hitler, but I'm like, yeah, dude, round them all up and fucking send them back to the Middle East. That's my initial knee-jerk reaction.
Well, you gotta understand,
if I'm being
look,
yeah, but a lot of their Muslims aren't Middle Eastern. Some of them are Moroccan and all
they're
I mean
no, they're all the, I mean they're Algerian and Moroccan, I believe, is the far majority. You look again, just like you said, like you kind of acknowledged earlier that we bomb the shit out of them and stuff like that. And it's like you got to also acknowledge a lot of the thing with the reason why there's so many Muslims in France is it's because it's like this post-imperialistic thing. They had like colonies in like Algeria. And then when the colonies pull out and the countries kind of fall to shit, but they like they speak French, they know French, the motherland is still France. So a lot of them come in. It's like so there was it's you can't like. Like, a lot of it is that France fucked up, and now this is the backlash to that, too. It's I get what you're saying, but it's just very complicated. Very, like, multi-layered.
Side note, Leslie Lowry, lesbian on Twitter, says, Amber Heard all the way, and then she sent me this picture that Amber Heard sent to Johnny Depp. I don't know if you guys saw this one.
All right, you got two lesbian votes so far.
But it said, good afternoon, my beloved Tonto man. this blonde Texan bitch will eat you alive. I want, I need, give me what, mine. I mean,
so not only does she love him, she's the one person that saw Lone Ranger.
Yeah,
I was
going
to say, she went
her.
To Tonto? That's his worst movie ever.
I mean, she's just like, she's one of the sexiest women alive. She's out of this world, dude. Yeah, and then we got one more. Nassim Nida said both. So.
Man, it's not really helping.
Yeah.
Thanks, yeah. You fucking indecisive lesbo.
Yeah.
All right, if
just
you
a,
had to
just
have,
a chick, she wants them both, honestly.
If you had to have yeah. one of them dress up like a French terrorist in the bedroom.
Ooh.
Amber Heard or Alan, who would it be?
Yeah, but I'm a guy. It's all I, us. I want,
that's
yeah.
not the test. Obviously, we'd all pick Amber the hot Heard. One.
Even in the French lesbian garb or the French terrorist garb.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
I'll be a little more. I'm not going to lie. If Ellen dresses up, I'm going to be a little more scared. If Amber Heard dresses up, I'm going to be
I'm a straight dude.
Time.
I would rather yeah. watch this chick's comedy special. And I like Ellen's comedy.
Who would you rather marry?
Every answer is this chick, Lewis. We're straight guys. We're not attracted to a dudely
well,
lesbian.
Well, hold on, no, no, but Ellen is worth, I mean, let's see their both of their
money. Oh,
worth.
We're talking money, Ellen. Of course, Ellen.
$150 million at least.
I can
dude.
Jerk off for the rest
right,
of my
let's
life.
Guess, let's play the net worth game. What do you think Ellen's worth?
I say 150.
Ooh.
150 million, what do you say?
500 million pantsuits.
Nah, dude, come on. That's like fucking $1 trillion.
Dave,
like, what are you wrong?
Dave, net worth.
I'm going to come in, oof, I'm going to go a little under what Chris did. I would say like 120.
285 million.
Wow, dude.
Her
yeah,
salary.
She's like the new Oprah.
Salary
though.
I think is... I just Price is Right won this.
You did.
Wow, dude, she is fucking wealthy.
You know what? Fuck it.
Actually,
fuck
500 million pantsuits. What's the average price of a pantsuit?
No, I was way off.
Yeah, I was the right one on that one.
Suit price. Let's see.
$19.99.
I'm going to go with $50. This is one from Express. So 50 times 500 million, dude? No way.
Yeah, no. I know the math was off. It was a pantsuit joke.
Yeah, dude. No. I mean, that is... You are way over. You are not getting to the Showcase Showdown, Zach. But you guys all went... Oh, you guys both went under.
Yeah, I'm closer.
Chris wins. Scopes, you just won, buddy.
Thank you. What I win.
Good well, let's
you get to marry Ellen.
Oh, I'll fucking take it. Are you kidding me?
Amber Heard's net worth.
I will $2.75.
What do you think Amber Heard's net worth is? I didn't see it yet, but I'm gonna guess because we've done this.
What does
with
she
other
do?
People.
I don't know.
She's an actress model.
No, she no, been no, no, no. First way. Of all, she's a model. She's not an actress.
No, she's been in a bunch of movies at this point.
What movies?
I'm gonna say
what movies that Zach has not been in either.
Oh my God, her net worth blows. Dude, I'm pretty sure the owners of this comedy club have a higher net worth than Amber Heard.
How much?
What do you think?
I'll go $1 million.
No.
$50,000.
$50,000, really?
$450,000.
No, I'll say.
$4.5 million.
Okay.
That's not bad. $4.5 million. It's a
net
lot.
Net worth? That's everything that she has.
Lewis, do you know what your net worth is? That computer that you're typing in. That's your net worth.
My net worth might be closer to $50,000 than...
No, it's not.
Your my net worth, everything that I own?
You liquefy everything.
If you melt down Lewis's son close. And sell him for jewelry.
Yeah, not even close. You could sell your son on the black market and still won't make
all
that much
my,
money.
Hold on, all my furniture...
If you're including B as a sex slave and James into the black market...
You gotta throw him as
yes,
a package deal.
I think we could get 50
hold
grand
on,
for
my
all that.
Net worth... All right, hold on.
I'll give you B and the couch and the TV.
Just
and
my...
spot sport.
James wears a fez like the monkey in Aladdin and serves you for the rest of your life.
Just the electronics that I own are worth $10,000. You're bugging.
You're not close to $50,000.
Dude,
all,
Lewis, honestly, I know you're trying to defend yourself here, but keep it sexy. Don't actually start breaking down your net worth for people. This isn't going to be as impressive as you think. You're like, nah, dude, I got a laptop, a DVD player from 86. I still have my old Walkman.
I have a PlayStation 1. That's worth something.
I was moving fucking Lewis, and he has a fucking disc player, a CD player, and like a radio thing. Like, why the fuck
dude,
do you have that?
I was moving Lewis.
For the fifth time?
So many times I can't even count. I think this was like 3 moves ago. And I'm moving them, and I just grabbed a bag to bring downstairs, and I look down, and there's just, like, white shit all on the side of me. And for a second, you're like, is there, like, jizz?
Cocaine.
Something like that. Anything would almost be better. Toothpaste. There's just toothpaste all on the side of one of Lewis's bags. And, like, B, right away, it's almost like, yeah, she like, this is the thing she deals with every day.
Oh,
she
Lewis.
Goes, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the toothpaste.
No, because she told me to clean it up for months.
And Lewis just says, so like, no, it's toothpaste. It's self-cleaning. It cleans itself.
So, okay, with the...
Lewis brushes his teeth by rubbing his face on the side of a suitcase.
It's like a waste perfectly good toothpaste.
Knowing their net worths, would that change if you
yes!
had to marry?
Yes!
Would it really?
Wait, hold on. Hold on one second. All right. Am I like marrying one of them and doing nothing for the rest of my life, or I have to work?
No prenup.
If I'm doing nothing, I'm going Ellen.
No prenup, we're talking about.
What the fuck do you do now?
I work. I do comedy.
He does work and do comedy. Would you still do comedy if you got that rich, Scopo?
What kind of rich? Ellen rich?
Ellen rich.
Ellen rich? Yeah, I'd probably do comedy.
Okay.
I'd do comedy anyway. I like it.
Okay, that was good. I was going to kick you off the podcast if you said
I
no.
couldn't even say probably is almost weird. Like, of course. Then it becomes fun. I'm a millionaire. Let's do comedy,
baby.
It's
kind of hard to fucking.
So, but
hold on. My own club.
This is a real question. By LOL. Though.
Fuck you, Roy.
This is a real question, though. I mean, like, would. Because Ellen is nowhere near as hot as. Or as
I bet you Ellen burn. Dude, I bet you Ellen naked isn't bad as you think.
I bet you it's gross. Because she's old now, dude. Ellen is very old. It's
yeah,
very
she still works
Ellen
out.
Back
she
in
still
the day
works out.
Ellen back
was
in the day
cute.
When she
she's
wasn't like out of the closet was like fairly cute. You wouldn't have been like ew gross fuck Ellen. Be like okay. I'm not saying you were dying to, but you'd be like oh, fuck Ellen.
How old is Ellen now?
She's got to be at least
close
gotta
to
be 50. 50.
Close
be
to 50.
I would say over
I'd say closer
50.
To 60.
I'd say like
52. No, close to 50.
I'd say young
I say
50s.
Early late 40s early 50s.
I'd say 50. Two.
56. Really? Luis J. Gomez, right once again.
How
actually, I think the first
you looked
time
it up
ever.
First, you son of a bitch.
No, I didn't.
How much is she?
Oh, she's 56.
Really?
I said closer to 60, and then.
Oh, and then you looked it up.
And then
56.
I looked it up, yes. Okay. Yeah, Oprah's 60, Portia de Rossi's 41, Jennifer Aniston, 45. Very interesting.
Very hot still.
Yeah. But look, Ellen, for an older woman, looks very good, but I'm just saying,
dude,
is that money...
It's going to fall apart.
Is that Maybe. Money worth it for you to be with that woman?
There's so many nuances here. Is there a prenup? Can I divorce her and take a bunch of money?
How many years do I have to get married before I get my settlement from her?
Yeah, this is all important.
Do I have to do the 10-year thing?
Fine, I'm going to lay it all out for you guys, and I really want to know the answers. And Zach, you could chime in too.
Hey guys, I'm really glad we were able to tackle the terrorist attacks.
First off, we're
going to chime in, and we're going to keep on figuring out what's going on over there, but I actually like this conversation more.
Let's go with this, ready? She's going to make you sign a prenup. That's first off. There's no way Ellen's not going to make you sign a prenup. That's first off.
Look, shut
what
up.
What if we're in love, Chris?
Shut the fuck up. Both of you shut up. I'm God in this scenario. I'm making up the rules, okay?
Why do you get to be God?
There is.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I reject that.
There's a
prenup.
You get nothing if you divorce her or cheat.
No. Okay. Divorce after how many?
Shut up.
Has to do how many years?
Shut up.
You're married for 15 years.
I'm fucking telling you.
You would never have thought of that, by the way.
You cheat or divorce her, you get nothing. You don't have to work. She takes care of every fucking whim, everything you could possibly want, every trip you want, and she's very generous. We're talking about fucking like, she's fucking Ellen, dude. You know how she gives away cars to audience members because they fucking have a cat video on YouTube? Yeah, she's that Ellen, okay? Look under your seat. There's fucking plane tickets to Cabo. Shit's happening, okay? That Ellen.
Can I interject real quick?
What?
You can't say divorce her because what if she just sucks as a human and you're like, you suck. I want to get rid of you. So, like, if you cheat on her, I can say, okay, you get nothing.
You are going to be the one that sucks in this scenario.
No,
it's
Louis wasn't saying you can't. You didn't say you can't divorce her. You're saying you get nothing.
No,
you
get
nothing
when you divorce her.
If you divorce her,
but I'm saying
you get nothing.
Okay, but what if you divorce her after like 15 years?
Nothing.
No.
Till death do us part. I'm telling you what it is.
I'm telling you in a good
way. And then you answer it based off of this. You're not shaping the scenario for yourself. You say yes or no based off of this scenario. So you have to marry her. Death do us part. You cheat on her, it's fucking over. Okay, that's that.
No, Ellen, baby, she didn't mean nothing. Come on, Ellen. Get back here, baby. Come on, let's go around that Porsche that you got me. You're taking it back. Ellen, I got nothing. Nothing, Ellen. I love you.
But when she dies,
you get everything.
You get everything. It's left all.
Oh, this bitch dies and I get everything?
Yes.
Oh, how many years until I can poison her? Like little by little?
Well, yes,
Ellen
technically you can kill her.
Oh, I'm marrying Ellen, killing that bitch.
But you can obviously.
Yeah, if you start hiding pussy and fucking poison in pussies, I fucked that up.
Pussy was good. So that's the scenario. And then what's her name?
How many times a month do I have to do a mangina to make her happy?
She just wants you as a dude. She wants you for you, okay? And she eats your butt.
I'll take that, yeah.
Ellen eat your butt?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like the best thing a lesbian could do, too, because you're just like, you stay over there and eat my
guys,
butt.
Guys, can somebody tweet at Ellen that we're talking about her eating our butts on today's show?
But also mention that we think she's a really funny comic.
Oh, we love Ellen, yeah.
We have so much respect for her.
In between
no
butt
Ellen,
eating,
I would love to
I'd be
on
asking
the show.
For joke advice.
Yeah.
But.
Or
yeah, and she helps you with the stand-up. You got to put that in there. She can make shit happen for you with specials.
You can marry Amber Heard, move into her 1.5-bedroom apartment that she's been renting. And she.
I don't think $4.5 million is anything to fucking sneeze at, though, dude.
Are you kidding me?
First off, listen.
Ellen bought me a Porsche.
Listen, first off,
I cheated.
First off, listen. Amber Heard was ridiculously hot. after you bang her for the 1,000th time, you're gonna be like, whatever, right? This is, you know.
No, you're not.
No,
yes,
not.
You
no,
are.
No, you're
yes, not. You. I guarantee fucking to you.
Dude,
I
don't care
guarantee.
How.
You
gotta be careful with the table.
Listen to me. This chick. She's that smoking, dude. You're not getting bored.
Here's the thing with she's hot enough.
If you get bored, buy her a fucking wig, and then she's a whole new hot girl.
Dude, any girl at some point you will get bored with, but she's hot enough that then you'll not fuck her for a day, and you'll be like, I'm ready to go back and fucking fuck her again. Like she's you'll want to fuck that chick.
Ellen, I'm picking you all fucking day long, baby.
She's probably pretty cool too. In all honesty,
really,
she's dating Johnny Depp. You got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to get close to Johnny. I'm gonna be honest.
Would you blow Johnny Depp?
Just to taste Amber Heard's mouth on his dick.
I just feel like, I still feel like I'm going to marry Ellen, and I'll tell you why. Because I really do feel like Ellen's a really great person. She's really taking care of me. She's fucking hilarious. It'll just be such an interesting thing. She's licked my butt. You know what I mean? I'm not saying the sex is going to be great, but I'm getting
nice,
my butt licked. I'm okay.
She got you a nice Porsche?
I can fucking make it. Yeah, exactly. I just drive around my Porsche and think about getting my butt licked when I have the urge
to
cheat.
Hang out by the pool?
And then this bitch dies. Now, I'm not going to murder Ellen because, come on, that's just wrong. But even best case scenario, when this bitch dies, I'm going to be fucking loaded.
Yeah.
Loaded. And then I can clean up on pussy. So I can just, you know, sacrifice this one hot chick for now.
Is Ellen...
I'll do it. Ellen, baby, where are you?
Is Ellen very pro-drugs? Because if Ellen's like, listen, you guys can't smoke weed, that's a big problem for you guys.
Ellen's not going to tell me what I can and can't do with my body, okay? She's my wife. She's not my ruler.
That's a good point, though.
If Ellen's like, yo, no, you can't smoke weed. I don't like weed. That's going to be tough.
Here's what I'm going to say, guys.
Look, every marriage has their problems.
No, you're not. Exactly. Next. Well, who are you marrying?
You know, there's no way I'm going to outlive a 56-year-old lesbian, so I'm going Amber Heard. I'm gonna take the lump sum now.
Shit. Really emphasize the word lump.
Zach's going to live for another 60 years. Unfortunately, that is in dog years, so it's only...
So you guys are marrying Ellen.
I'm going
You're marrying
Ellen.
Amber Heard. And
I'm
you
going
know what?
Amber Heard.
I'm gonna go with Zachy on this, and I'll tell you why. Because while I do think that Ellen is fucking awesome, funny, extremely rich, really excited about that, I do have a real belief in my ability to turn this into something. Turn the Luis J. Gomez business into something.
Really? Based on like your track record?
Yeah, I really do. And in all honesty, the 4.5 mil from Amber, I could probably convince her to invest that into
okay,
me.
But by the way, whoa. You're convincing her to invest her entire net worth in you? What are you fucking retarded? No, you see, you're breaking the rules of this game.
By the way.
Yeah, you're right. She's going to sell her house,
all
sell her fucking car.
I could convince her.
Liquid all
her. I'm not saying that it's a stipulation
bullshit.
Of it. I'm saying that I think I could.
Bullshit. You're maybe going to get $100,000 for your idea out of this bitch. Let me tell you something. My wife,
that's
Ellen,
actually pretty good.
My wife, Ellen, just invested $50 million in my initiative.
She just got me a special. She
I'm not
bought,
even doing anything.
Hoverboards. I'm not even a tech guy. I just got some dudes that are working on this shit for me.
I'm just making one.
Fucking hoverboards.
Dude, Ellen just bought me a network, and she's going to do me a special for that, all right? That's how fucking awesome
Ellen
is.
Whoa. Hold on, Scopo. You're not ready for a special.
I need 37 minutes of blackout. Ellen can do whatever the fuck she wants, okay?
Let me see. Do we have anybody else chiming in on the lesbian line? About
I could call my ex-lesbian girlfriend.
Call
her
right
it.
Now. Get her on the phone.
Let me just text her first.
No, call her. I want to get her off guard. Right. Get her off guard. Get her on speaker.
But let me see if she'll be able to cool dude.
Do we know any other lesbians? What other lesbians do we know?
Oh, I got a bunch of lesbians. I'll call my lesbian friends.
What do you mean? Who do we know that are lesbians? What's
good friends are lesbians.
What's Sabrina Jalisa's phone number? Does anybody have it? You got it? Can you call up Sabrina really quick?
I'm going to call my friend Rachel.
From her podcast in Stand Up Labs.
Man, we really don't know that many lesbians, huh?
Yeah.
I guess that's what's coming out.
So, dude, we're in World War III, but in the truth...
That's why you guys want to marry Ellen. You just want to have one lesbian friend.
Help. Help with that demo.
Look, I don't know what else to say, man. All we can do... is fucking laugh. Am I being a pussy about this whole terrorist thing? I feel like I'm not being a real ass dude. But
not being a real ass dude. You were never a real ass dude, okay? Someone called you a real ass, and then you were like, oh, he called me real ass, and then you ran with it. No. Yeah, you are kind of being a pussy.
I don't know. Am I crazy that you're playing with crazy people?
It's not that you're crazy. It's just you kind of tend to, you do this with a lot of things. You kind of draw like these broad conclusions off your very individual feeling, which I just don't think really makes it. Like you're like, hey, I wouldn't do that, so that's that. I get it. I wouldn't do that, probably.
It's kind of funny,
Dave. After someone firebombed my office, I wouldn't do
that. I've said this
to
you a few times. Me and you, comedically speaking, I think that that's very telling of our comedy.
Hey.
Like, I hold on a second. Scobo, just fucking, I'm in the middle of a statement. Do it over there.
Hold
Jesus.
On,
like, I'm very, like, I talk about me a lot. Like in my comedy, it's all stories about me. What happened
I
to
talk
me?
About how this issues.
You talk about what's going on around you. And it's a very, it's just the way we attack the world.
Sure.
For me, you're right, dude. It is very much me. How it affects me. What would I do in this situation?
But you got to understand that, dude, in the bigger scheme of the world, there's kind of like the way the world works is through kind of like specialization. Like everyone kind of tackles their own thing. So the fact that you know, to just judge the whole thing through your little special role isn't like sufficient enough to me. You know what I mean? Like you got to kind of like be like, okay, but this, like again, like you could, that would just be like if they murder some journalists in the Middle East, just be like, well, I don't want to be a journalist in the Middle East, so that's that. I don't want to do it. You know, you have to be like, well, no, but that role is still really important. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
No, I understand that. And I do say, yes, it is still important. And we should be able to speak out against, you know, violent atrocities. And we should be able to say what we want. I do believe in freedom of speech.
These guys also don't live in Saudi Arabia.
Listen,
they live in France.
When you're sitting at a table playing cards with a crazy person and you're trying to get them to play by your rules, it's almost crazy for you to go, oh, dude, you're not playing by my rules. You're like, dude, you're sitting at the table
true.
With a crazy
you're
person.
Not, but you're not sitting at a table with a crazy person. You're in a first world country in France. You're not sitting in Saudi Arabia making fun of the Prophet Muhammad. Not to say you shouldn't be allowed to do that either. But, dude, you have the right, even if like what people on the left say, like if the cartoons are racist and offensive, you have the right to be a racist. You have the right to draw racist cartoons and not get fucking murdered.
All right, look, we got Rachel on the line. Rachel, hold on, you're on speaker. Rach, what's going on?
Hi. What's going on?
You sound like a lesbian. Holy shit.
What are you doing?
Thank you.
What are you up to? Eating posts?
She went to San Francisco to become a full lesbian. That was her goal.
So, Rach, first of all, you dated Scopo.
No, she never dated me.
You never dated Scopo?
No, she's
a friend.
She's a friend.
Scopo. Are you kidding me?
Didn't you tell me you dated a lesbian, Scopes?
Angelina, but I didn't call
her. There's more than
one. I called her.
Okay, there's more than one lesbian in the world. Okay, all right. This is where I'm learning something new every day. There's more than one lesbian in the world. Okay, so Rach.
Over the world. You've never heard?
So, Rach, you live in San Fran. Mm-hmm. Clam jam and capital of the world. So we know that you're an expert on this topic. We're having a real debate right now on the show. Now, I want to ask this the right way. Should we ask who she wants to marry or she wants to just clam
down? No, I also thought it's not just her, like kind of in the lesbian community, who's like a bigger, I mean, we start with trophy wife. Like who's a bigger status kind of pull? Like,
okay,
a big, like,
fine. This is what I'll ask. It'll be a two-parter, okay? The debate is over Amber Heard and Ellen DeGeneres. I'm sure you're familiar with both of these dykes, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Now, first, I will ask, if you were to have one night of sexual intercourse with one of these women, which one would you choose? Just sexual intercourse.
Which one of them gets your forearm more extended?
Only one night, Amber Heard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so one night
everyone's
Amber
going one night Amber Heard.
But so
though.
Then ask trophy wife.
Okay, so now if you had to be with one in terms of being your wife, trophy wife, the rest of your life.
You literally shove a trophy up her cunt every night.
Which one would you choose?
Ellen.
Interesting.
Ellen. Why though?
Yeah, give us some reasons why.
Yeah, elaborate. Now this is the essay format of the question.
I feel like I would have fun with Ellen. She's funny, she's a good time.
She really is funny.
Yeah.
Now, do you know anything about their net worths? Because it is a very, very large discrepancy in the amount of money that these bitches are worth. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, I think Ellen probably kills her in money.
Yeah, $285 million is her net worth, and
that makes
Heard's,
the conversation really interesting.
Amber Heard's is just $4.5 million. Now, look, I don't know if lesbians are gold diggers at all, but we know that you guys.
But if it was like regular digging, you probably do it better than real women.
Yeah,
so.
You know how to dig. So, does that mean something to lesbians? Who makes more money?
I mean, yeah, I guess it means something to everybody. That's not why I would pick her, because I don't think $4 million is a small amount of money. But,
okay,
yeah,
so you're poor.
Matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking to a very poor lesbian.
Yeah, she's a poor lesbian.
Okay, all right. That's okay.
Well, that was good. She gave us some good insights, I think.
Listen, we really appreciate it. Rachel, you're the best. Thank you so much for talking to us today on the Real Ass Podcast. A real live lesbian. Real live lesbian. Wow,
the Algerian
guys.
Resentment.
She was just talking
the
on the phone, eating
by the way,
pussy like revenge girlfriend porn the
by
whole
the way,
time.
By the way, Rachel pulls the fucking hottest. Her girlfriend is a smoke show.
Can I see this chick?
Yeah, I'll show you her.
Oh, yeah, show me her, dude. She sounded actually hot. I like that. I like that. I like that scraggle bitch voice. Like, yeah, I like eating pussy. It's great.
She goes both ways.
Yeah?
Yeah. She'll
is she hot?
Rachel's cute. Yeah. Her girlfriend's fucking
I just imagine her wearing fucking overalls and a...
Sup, y'all?
A construction worker's hat.
What are you faggots talking about?
You guys ready to go gold digging?
Real
okay,
quick.
This is her and her girlfriend. Rachel.
When lesbians gold dig, it's called finding the pearl in the clam.
This is Rachel's the one. Rachel's that one.
Let me see. Give me. Let's see. She's got fucking big teeth.
Yeah.
She ate her stomach, literally. Yeah, dude, her chick's hot. She's hot, too.
Yeah.
She's fit, huh?
Yeah, she's in good shape.
Yeah, Rach.
Her girlfriend's fucking smoking.
Love it. So, yeah, I guess that's it, man. We figured it out. Marry Ellen, bang Amber Heard. Lesbian or dude? That's not even a... It's not even really a thing. Maybe women and men are really a lot more alike than we assumed. You know?
I don't know.
Let's end on this topic, because Scopo brought it up in the beginning, and we do open the show with a little bit of Biebs. Justin Bieber, what's the deal with this now, Scopo?
I guess he did a photo shoot for Calvin Klein against their underwear, and you know, they added up some images on his body, basically, and then the real photos came out, and then his arms aren't half as cut as he is, and his dick is about half the size as it shows in the Calvin Klein ads.
Hold on, let me see this.
Let me see it. Yeah,
I gotta see it. Hold on.
I want to see the small dick and then the big one.
I want to see what you guys consider a small dick, because I guarantee it's still bigger than mine.
Oh yeah, Justin.
Dude,
Bieber?
Bieber's got a fucking small little dick, dude. Are you kidding me?
I don't have a big dick though.
Yeah,
I really
know.
Don't. I fucking walk.
No, we know. We believe.
No, yeah.
It's really funny. I'm like such a big dude too, and then I walk around the gym naked now. I think it's just funny. I have this little peanut dick, just fucking. And I know people like look
dude,
at it and like laugh.
That's fucking hilarious. How much bigger they made his fucking bulge and his like everything, like his ass muscles are way bigger.
His cut in his arm.
His pecs and his arms, everything.
His pecs are
so
bigger, yeah.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Hold on,
dude,
I'm
I want someone to make a
him.
Picture of me like this. That's awesome.
Hold on, where is it?
Fuck working out. I just
yeah,
want
right?
to get a good
All you
gotta
do is do that.
Scopes. Here, pass this to Lewis.
Scopes, where
I'm
is
taking
this?
A look and going to Lewis.
Justin Bieber Photoshop and
just look at
Calvin Klein ads. I got it. I'm just trying to look for this.
Yeah, I don't know why it's right on there on my screen.
I'm trying to look for this article as well. Okay, so... Look at that package they gave him, though. Yeah, they gave him some butt muscles. They made his chest protrude.
They gave him black dick package.
They gave him more tricep, way more bicep definition.
The cut in
more
his
pecs, everything, dude.
More
it's like everything.
Abs are a lot more cut.
No, he had the abs.
Not as cut as it used. It
that's
is, though.
Like, that's like the same.
But the big
but that's
differences
also
are
they turned up
dude,
the contrast in
the
picture.
The differences in his arms, his chest, his dick and butt are pretty fucking ridiculous. Like,
I mean,
no pun intended.
Look, dude, he doesn't have a big dick, but it's not like fucking tiny. It still pokes out. It pops out. Like my dick, it looks like just flat, like in my underwear.
Do you know how tight those underwear are on
Lewis's
him?
Dick
yeah,
looks like a pug's face. Lewis's dick has breathing problems.
That dude's going to die young.
It looks like I'm wearing a notebook in the front of my pants. It's just not good, okay? It's not a great fucking hang. And when it gets hard, it's fucking nice. I feel like I got a nice piece when it gets hard. But look, dude, what are you supposed to do? Yeah. Yeah, they're supposed to do that.
Oh, no, definitely, yeah.
If you take
I'm
any,
pissed off if I'm him.
I think Justin Bieber's a real-ass dude, first of all. I think people give him way too much fucking shit. He's a 19-year-old kid. God bless
him. Is he still 19?
He's
like
probably
he's been 19
22
for 5
now.
Years. 20, what are you doing?
He's 20-something now. But let me tell you something, man. This kid, and I've said this on this show before, and I've said it on other shows.
Kid's going places.
But it's, you know, it's the old
Don't you well about him.
It's
he's
the old,
huge.
It's the old Julian McCullough joke. It's a great joke about Lindsay Lohan. Where he said, he was like, everyone gives her shit about her, you know, doing drugs and being crazy and blah, blah, blah. He's like, let me tell you something. She's a multimillionaire 22-year-old girl. If you told me there was a limo outside with an unlimited amount of money and drugs in it, I'd be dead before I left my couch. I commend this girl. And it's such a great point. Like,
you're just doing other people's stand-up now?
Well,
all right, I like Chris Rock. No, it's a great bit. You're right. It's absolutely great.
We judge
these kids.
They're fucking children, okay? They're children.
And we love to have these fucking 45-year-olds who have accomplished
exactly.
nothing in their lives fucking roll their eyes at him and be like, ugh, like, what were you doing?
Dude,
at 19, motherfucker.
If you
like,
gave
what,
me
he's
money,
slaying life right now.
If you gave me money, $100 million at 19, I would be the biggest fucking asshole in the world.
Yeah.
I'm already
in
an asshole, and my net worth is barely $50,000.
It's
and
not
you
even
got a
close.
Small dick.
I got a tiny dick, barely $50,000 worth of assets, and I'm a fucking
You give
cunt.
You $100,000?
I just shot up a place in
million
France.
Dollars?
Lewis has a fucking laptop and a bulldog dick.
But
That's
here's
it.
The thing.
Nothing
well,
else,
hold on.
So.
When you, look, here's the problem, dude. We... Is it a problem of society? Is it a problem of Calvin Klein? Is it a problem with Justin Bieber?
Pouring drinks.
Is it a problem
people?
Throwing liquor at fucking Zach? No, dude, let me tell you something. We when we look in magazines, we want to see hot people. We want to see their fucking body rocking. We want to see Kim Kardashian's big, fat, bubble ass. We want to see Justin Bieber with a big old dick and abs. Look, in reality, that is society. You open a magazine, you turn on TV, you see these good-looking people. They are better looking than us. We cannot be them.
I would almost
That's
say more than
put
even
them on a pedestal.
It's more than even society. I mean, it's like human nature. It's from societies from the beginning of time. I mean, obviously we have
it's our version of Greek gods.
But yeah, I mean, if you look at Greek gods and all the like imagery of the paintings, it's beauty, dude. Anything that is fleeting or like just isn't abundant is kind of valuable. You know what I mean? And beauty is like this human thing that kind of only some, it's very rare, and some young people have, and then it goes away. And it's always been valued from the beginning of human time, like the image of the beautiful body. That's why that meme I thought you posted with the Barbie versus He-Man thing, for anyone who knows, it's such a brilliant point, because feminists can say like, oh, Barbie portrays a non-realistic image of the human body, but you're like, yeah, little kids play with fantasies. No little kid wants to play with a fat mom doll. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you play with the fantasy.
Yeah,
the princess.
My truck just turned into a dragon. Okay?
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? Is He-Man the average boy's, you know, muscular structure? No, but that's the point. We play with fantasies.
No one wants a Lewis doll.
Yeah, no one wants a dumb fucking flat ass.
Now, granted, look, the
bulldog
only
dick Lewis doll.
The only counterpoint that I did hear to that made sense was, well, no, the difference is the fantasy in the Barbie world is, like, that's who they're legitimately trying to grow up and be, and that's kind of like the image. Like,
yeah, Barbie's not fighting Skeletor and saving the world. Barbie's got a house and a car.
Barbie is give her a job, they give her a house, they give her a car. It's much more of a real person. So I do understand that argument.
I don't, because this is the truth. They've tried, and you can actually look this up, a lot of those toy companies, led by pressure, they've tried to market these more boyish or more like not those type of toys to girls, and they've tried to market more girly toys to boys. They over and over again pick these toys. Dude, there are differences between men and women. To just say it's like the same, they have tests in newborn babies that are 3 days old, and they test noticeable differences between men and women.
Well, it's
kind of
funny because
we
James
don't play
now,
the same.
He's, you know, he's two, but even since he was about one,
he's
I started
a boy.
To really notice. You know, I don't know, but I could probably tell you, James probably not going to be gay.
He's not, dude. No, he's a boy.
His instinct is to wrestle. His instinct is to pretend to be a monster.
He is your son.
Dude, it doesn't matter. I could have 10 kids, and one of them would probably end up being gay. I don't know the numbers.
Or you might kind of be a little bit wired more to like to wrestle, and maybe you are passing that down. There might be a genetic component to it, too. But 100%. I'll tell you, dude, behavioral psychologists who are completely dismissed by feminism because Freud is like a sexist or something like that. But they will tell you, no, if you look at the way little boys play, even in like preschool and things like that, girls like to sit down and color and play at a table. Boys like rough and tumble play. Yeah. This is just nature, and to deny it is crazy. So,
well, James has a legacy of rape to live up to.
No, he's
so going to
get
out
there.
He needs to know how to hold these bitches down.
James is pound for pound the best 2-year-old fighter in the world right now. No, I'm just saying, the point is that to judge the way little boys play, of course there's differences between He-Man and Barbie, but I think that actually represents more like just biological differences.
Oh, man. Look.
Also,
fucking
I would bang Ellen.
We would marry Ellen and make sweet love to her. That's what Ellen deserves.
Let's see. Any other lesbians chime in?
Oh, you didn't tell. Call that lesbian back. Tell her Ellen's going to lick your butt. She might pick her for both. We didn't tell it. We didn't lay out the whole thing.
Yeah, no other lesbians chimed in. Kind of disappointing.
Not really your target demo, bro. You're killing it in the 18 to 35-year-old douche guy category.
Yeah, balding
you're killing
head,
it in the real-ass
fat
dude fucking demo.
As far as guys who have a profile picture with a loaded weapon, that's your fucking demo. But
all right, look, man. What do we got going on, Zacho? Anything coming up that you want to promote, buddy?
Yeah, every single Tuesday at Bar None, we have a show. It's free. Come out and hang out.
Bar None, where's that at? Where's Bar None?
It's on 12th and 3rd, right across the street from the freshman dorm. So if you want to hit on some drunk Asians, they're always out front.
12th and 3rd. Yeah, we should do a real ass show. We should all go and just do a night where we all come and perform on it. Let's do that.
Yeah, anytime you want, man.
Let's fucking pick a date where we'll all go on that show and we'll get some of the fans to come out and talk shit. Go check out Zach Live. Follow him on Twitter. Zach is not funny as well. Dave, what do you got going on?
Well, I will be up in Toronto.
Yeah, you
with
will.
One Luis J. Gomez co-headlining. Fucking one night only. The 24th?
January 24th.
January 24th at
7 p.m. Comedy Bar.
7 p.m. Comedy Bar. 9 p.m. at the Comedy Underground. which is a 420 friendly venue and one of my favorite fucking places in North America. I love Toronto.
And we'll be up there. We're gonna be up there on the 25th too. We're not headlining shows on the 25th, so we'll put that information out while we're up there as well. So if you can't make the 24th, and you want to see shorter sets for me and Dave, we're gonna do some showcase shows on that Sunday as well. But we're gonna both be headlining. I think we're actually gonna do the full 45 each, and then Mayu's just gonna open with 15. So it's going to be a great show.
Man. That's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, Rob Mayu, you guys probably know if you listen to Legion of Skanks or Hammerfisting or whatever. I don't know if he's been on this one. Yeah. And then in February, last weekend of February, I'll be headlining at Joker's Wild in New Haven.
Go check out Dave Smith, check that one of the funniest comics working today. And also check out his podcast, Too Part of the Problem. If you're into political commentary and just a kind of a different take on what's going on in the world. Dave, very unique show, very unique take. Check out his podcast, Part of the Problem Podcast, here on Stand Up New York Labs.
Say something about this. Is the first episode you've done fucking filmed, right? You didn't address that at all.
Oh, I didn't How know fucking if we dope were, is the I didn't new know studio if we setup? Were supposed to be addressing it being filmed.
Cool.
Okay.
I mean, am I breaking around, the fourth right? wall?
You're just like fucking around to see.
No, that's cool, though. Yeah, but it's our first time. It's going to be online, I think, because it went well.
It went well? Okay. Okay, yeah. Well, either way, we will put some video aspects of this up no matter what, even if it's just like a trailer or whatever. Sculpts, what do you got going on, bud?
Not much.
Okay.
Aren't you with fucking Bobby on the road or something? Going?
Oh, yeah. I think Bananas, I'm going with Bobby. Oh, cool. January 22nd and 23rd. I'm with you in April.
Yeah, you are.
You should be a little more proud of that. You're opening for like one of the biggest comics in Lewis the world, J. and Gomez. Bobby Kelly. I'm setting you up for that.
All right, real quick, guys, go to my Twitter at Lewis J. Gomez. Follow me on Instagram at Gomez Comedy. Obviously, come check out me and Dave Smith on January 24th in Toronto. Shiprock, February 2nd through 5th. That's coming up, bitches. Got more dates coming up in New Haven, Seattle. Shit's happening. GomezComedy.com.
Get my Twitter too. I'm sorry, I didn't plug that.
Chris Scope on Twitter.
Peace. And Instagram at Chris Scope.
That's all, folks.